Now, I don't know about you, but did you get the popcorn ready? Hey, you got the biltong and the cool drink, the 2 liter cool drink, or maybe water if you're into the healthy side of things. And have you been listening to the Zondo Commission? Names being dropped like bombs. Vincent Smith, everybody thought Vincent Smith was a nice guy. Now, none of this has been proven in a court of law. But if we had to go via what the former COO of Bosasa, Agrizi, had to say at the State Capture Commission, one would wonder what happened to the heart of the ANC. It looks like it was bought. Obviously, these things need to be tested. But to tell you more about, you know, what's transpired, the COO, Angelo Agrizi, former Bosasa COO, obviously has an axe to grind, has also been offering what he says are, you know, some snippets of proof of payments. But who exactly has been carpet bombed? Kanita Hunter, EWN reporter, certainly telling you more about that. Kanita, good having you on the show.
Thank you very much for having me tonight.
Now, we spoke to a journalist yesterday who said, don't worry, some people in the NPA who you think are holier than thou, their names are also going to be released. Wait for it. But let's look at what happened yesterday. And if you can give us a précis of, you know, what transpired for those who've not had the opportunity to watch or even read newspapers.
Right. So the sense of it is that Nzila Mokonyane, who is Minister of Environmental Affairs, her relationship with Bosasa was laid bare. It's a relationship that spans since 2002, and the commissioner heard how she was sort of, you know, make demands to the company, you know, from things like Christmas groceries she saw in the Sunday papers, to her daughter, you know, getting an Audi hired Audi, you know, to a monthly payment. And the story got even more bizarre when it turned out that Nomvula Mokonyane allegedly did not sort of make good on her, you know, her side of the bargain. With Angela Gisela telling Gavin Watson, the CEO and the head of Bosasa, that, you know, they're not getting real value for their money. But yesterday, it was a continuation of a testimony, you know, of really partial details, you know, who was getting paid and for what reason.
I mean, Vincent Smith, who apparently wanted, I used to like Vincent Smith, by the way, from 45,000 wanted 100,000 a month. I thought these people get paid enough in Parliament. I seriously thought, but greed, hey?
Absolutely. And the thing is, you know, for me, what really stood out in Agnes' testimony was that Bosasa's modus operandi, you know, was that they created a dependency. They made people that they bribe, you know, used to a certain lifestyle. And so, obviously, if you have this sort of extra source of income every month, you're going to live in that you know, sort of level. Mm. And now, enslaved people to Bosasa, and, you know, they have to do whatever you know, they want them to. So it's interesting to see how Bosasa sort of spread out the bribes. Right?
What?
So the initial bit is obviously, you know, you pay an official in correctional service or officials in correctional services, and then you get tenders. You pay official red actor, you get extensions to contracts, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh.
So that's not the normal corruption. But what happened was, when Bosasa started, when information started coming out about these sort of crooked tenders, and so Bosasa needed, you know, political security, and he needed, you know, some sort of you know,
cover.
So that's when they started bringing in these people. So they went to people like Nombula Mokonyane, and she, literally all she gave them was her political clout and political protection against prosecution. They went to people like Winston Smith and two other MPs and says, if this matter ever comes up in Parliament, in the Correctional Services Portfolio Committee, then you should avert this discussion. So they were covered on every end, to the extent that they even, you know, some of the papers revealed about, you know, said the same thing with, or did the same thing with former President Jacob Zuma, Dudumieni, and today we expected to hear details about the NPA and how was it that even though the special investigating unit had done an investigation into four contracts, found bribery, found corruption,
okay,
found a number of crimes at the SASA. There's no one prosecuted.
There we go. Kodata, Kanita, we're going to leave it there. Line is absolutely bad, so we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you very much for your insights into it. Kanita Hunter from EWN there with the latest. How does one even trust the ANC moving forward? I can tell you now. You're listening to Kino Cummings. I could not trust the African National Congress in its current form. It seems as if they're corrupt to the core. And the last straw is the president's receiving benefit out of Pusasa as well. So how do you trust a party when the man who's been voted in to save it accepts money from people like that to help fight his presidential campaign? How do you trust a party like that?